In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Joe Heffernan joining me this afternoon. Good afternoon to you, Joe.
Good afternoon, Patricia.
And you're very welcome. And everybody's mood should lift a little this week because the weather forecast is so good for the week, which is terrific, and the temperature's going up. We could be at the end of the week saying it's too hot.
We probably will.
And we're great for that in this country, aren't
yeah.
we? It's never right. Is it too hot or too cold? Anyway.
And the farmers will be looking for rain.
Oh, yeah, but at this stage, the farmers need the dry weather. So listen, let's keep our fingers crossed for them.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, last week, I think it was when we were talking about obsessive compulsive disorder. Anyway, self-harm, I think we were talking about. And the issue of trichotillomania was raised. And we try where we can, because it's one of those conditions that a lot of people, I suppose, don't understand, but I know over the years, whenever we've mentioned it, we've got some heartbreaking emails in from listeners who suffer from trichotillomania, and it's one of those conditions I think that's not spoken about enough. So I suppose we need to start by explaining what is trichotillomania.
Fair enough. And basically, we're talking about repeatedly pulling your hair out, typically from the scalp. Our eyebrows, our eyelashes. And that's basically, trichotillomania is about pulling out one's hair. So you could classify it maybe under self-harm, or you could classify it under OCD, because there's this sense of tension and anxiety before pulling the hair, and then there's a sense of relief after the hair is pulled. Now, it isn't it's a serious issue for many, many people. I have spoken to one or two or more people down through the years. It can result in noticeable hair loss, such as, we'll say, shortened hair or thinned or even bald areas on the scalp. It can also result in uneven, we'll say, eyebrows, that kind of thing, where hair is fairly clearly missing.
Yeah, and I'm not taking, because of course obviously men can do it as well, but I always feel for young women that are going through it, because, you know, for a lot of us females, your hair can be your crowning glory. And, you know, to suddenly be faced with this every morning when you look in the mirror. I remember getting an email in one time after we'd discussed it from somebody who said, you know, she wakes up in the morning, doesn't even realise she's doing it in the middle of the night, and there can be a load of hair that she's pulled out. And literally is pulling it out from the root, which has got to be excruciatingly painful.
Yeah. Well, I will say that in my own experience now, over many, many years, the only gender that has turned up to me with a trichotillomania problem have been females.
Oh, that's interesting. So, is there an age that it generally starts at, or is there any?
Well, it's kind of an accepted thing from the research I was doing that, you know, sometime between, now this is fairly, you know, maybe not exactly, but usually between 10 and 13, some of the research that I have done would have said usually around 12 years of age. So in a very broad way, that can be...
That puberty.
That can be taken as factual.
Yeah, that kind of puberty age. And it isn't a case of telling somebody, oh, would you cop on and start pulling your hair out? It isn't as simple as that.
Oh, God, no. If it was, life for the sufferer would be very, very simple. No, indeed, it's not. Some people would say, would find a genetic connection somewhere that, you know, an aunt, a mam, whoever did that, it can be as a result of stress or worry or trauma, some stressful event or
can
hormonal
bring it on.
Changes at that age
can
account for it as well.
But when you're saying generally around that age, that's not to say that somebody in their 20s won't suddenly develop it.
Oh, indeed. I haven't spoken only to older people. No, when I say older, I mean a lot older than 12, who have engaged with trichotillomania. And it can be highly, highly embarrassing for the person, because they may indeed have quite a bald patch on a head of hair that otherwise would be healthy.
Is it hidden? Do people hide the fact that they're doing
this? Well, this is the thing, like, that, you know, it can cause a person to avoid social occasions. People have used wigs to cover that, scarves, bandanas, you know, ways of disguising the fact that it is there. And it can result in, you know, a certain amount of very poor self-esteem, because the person would be, you know, questioning themselves, like, why am I doing this? You know, what kind of person am I to be doing that? And there are all those reasons that can occur, like the trauma, the bad event. I suppose stress would be a big thing there. So that would result in, you know, as I said, hair loss, social isolation, and lifestyle restrictions. In other words, like, I'm definitely not going to that event that I might like to go to, but I feel that this is rather obvious and that anyone sitting behind me would see that, or whatever, you know.
Mm.
And it can be very like OCD, in the sense that the stress and anxiety builds and is relieved then by the, we'll call it, for the sake of the comparison with OCD, with the ritual of the hair pulling.
Okay, and as whenever we discuss issues like this, we always try and come up with the solutions and the possible treatment that that is available. And like with anything, people can recover from this, Joe.
Oh, definitely, without a doubt. I remember one person just saying to me, straight, looking into my eyes, said, Joe, I stopped. And I thought, well, that's great. That's a definite winner of a solution. Yeah. I just
So what do you suggest? How do people get the help that they need? Because you do need help to get you over this.
Indeed. I mean, maybe even a friend that one would share with, or a family member. To talk about it openly with them, and that a person in the family, for example, might well notice and say, we'll use the name X. X, you're at it again, and that's not a great idea. We said we'd talk about it, and a person can find that that talking about what might be troubling them in their life, or just talking about the fact that they don't want to be doing this, can help. And we've always said on our Tuesday slots that anxiety is in the body, not in the mind. So that if you can relax the body, the mind will follow. So that relaxation techniques would be very much helpful. A person might keep a log, to use the word that's often used, journaling. Mm.
To try and see when are the trigger times.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. Who had I been socialising with? Where was I? Where was I the day before? How was it, etc., etc., and a pattern might begin to appear that that certain occasions, we'd say, the person might find to be stressful, that could be identified as one of the things that that prompted the hair pulling. So that would be a very good idea, and very therapeutic as well. Because the person would be looking for triggers or situations.
When you know what the triggers are, is it to avoid the triggers or to put something in place to help you in those times?
Well, at least to reduce the triggers where possible. But again, as we've often said, awareness is curative. If I know what's going on, I can do something about it. Whereas if I haven't a clue what's going on, where is this coming from, well then, there isn't much I can do. So, knowledge would be powerful. Awareness would be curative. And as you said at the earlier on there, I mean, people have stopped. I was highly impressed with the person who just looked me in the eye and said, Joe, I'm after stopping that. Because, that's gone. That issue is gone, which is great.
Well, we're back again to how stress can affect people's lives. I mean, only last week I had a young man on from Rush in County Dublin who was talking about a very rare disease that I'd never heard of before, Newman Picks. It's an autoimmune condition that unfortunately his sister passed away from. But his sister, it got triggered with the stress of her leaving cert, brought it on.
Yeah.
And you just forget how the effect stress can have on all of our lives. So I don't know whether we don't take it seriously enough at times, and we should.
We should indeed, and we should never think, that's silly, because it's not silly. If something is stressing a person out, well, then to them it's not a bit small, it's a big issue. And like we mentioned, was it last week or the week before, we were talking about the lead-in to the official exam times, and you know, to try and reduce stress if we can at all. Because young people, I mean, this is a big deal to the young person. It's a big worry. And anything that we can do to help, anything that we can do to reduce the tension and the anxiety is well worth doing. And indeed, we need it ourselves because as parents, we can be stressed out as well about the upcoming exams, and we're best advised to try and tamp that down as much as we can.
Okay.
Not to be kind of spreading the contagion of stress.
Yeah, adding to it. Okay. Yeah. Listen, have a lovely week, Joe, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, Patricia.
And thanks for joining us. Joe runs a counselling practice in Boherbui. His number is 086-834-8145.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.